You know that feeling? Waking up, shoulders kind of achy, maybe your hip feels stiff. If you're a side sleeper, yeah, you've probably been there.
Oh, yeah.
So, today on The Deep Dive, we're tackling that exact thing.
Yeah.
Your mattress. We've looked through, well, a whole lot of info from the folks at Mattress Advisory.
Uh-huh.
And we're trying to get past just, you know, opinions to really understand what works for us side sleepers.
That's right. And it's fascinating how specific the needs really are. It's not just like get something soft. No, it's this careful balance, cushioning, support. It all has to work with how your body lies on its side.
Mm.
So our mission here really is to give you the know-how to figure out what makes a mattress a good fit and point you towards some top options based on actual criteria because, well, the wrong mattress. It's not just uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You can actually cause problems, pressure points, spine misalignment, even pain. It's pretty important stuff.
Okay, so let's get right into it then. Why do side sleepers need a special kind of mattress? What's so different about sleeping on your side?
Well, think about the mechanics of it.
Mm-hmm.
Your weight isn't spread out evenly, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's focused mainly on your hips and shoulders. So to be comfy and keep your spine straight, those parts need to kind of sink in just the right amount.
Okay.
Now, compare that to back or stomach sleepers. They usually need something firmer.
Why is that?
To stop their middle section from, like, sinking down too far. That throws the spine out of whack, too. They need more of a stable platform, you could say.
That makes sense. Yeah, a really firm mattress for a side sleeper. I can just picture it pushing right into your shoulder. Ouch.
Exactly. Those pressure points, shoulder, hip, sometimes the knee even. That's a major thing for side sleepers. If the mattress is too firm, it just doesn't give where you need it to.
Mm-hmm.
Leads to discomfort. You toss and turn. Basically, you don't sleep as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what about people who aren't just side sleepers? You know, maybe you move around a bit or sleep near the edge.
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, who stays perfectly still all night?
Precisely.
Oh.
And what's interesting, many of these mattresses for side sleepers, especially the hybrids we'll talk about, the ones with coils and foam,
yeah,
they often hit a really nice balance, that medium soft to medium firm range.
Yeah.
It usually works okay for combination sleepers, too.
Yeah.
Gives enough contour for the side, but enough support if you roll onto your back for a bit.
Okay.
And things like reinforced edges, a lot of these have them, really helps if you end up near the side of the bed.
Okay, so we get why side sleepers need something specific. Now, let's break down the key things that you listening should actually look for when you're mattress shopping. It feels kind of overwhelming sometimes. Where do we start?
Wait, that's a really good place to start.
Yeah.
It's pretty fundamental, actually.
I thought so.
Because, well, it directly affects how much you sink in.
Mm.
And that dictates the firmness you need for proper support. Lighter folks, they generally need something softer so their hips and shoulders can actually, you know, press into those comfort layers enough to get the pressure relief. If it's too firm, they just kind of float on top.
Yeah, like the mattress barely notices you're there.
Exactly. But on the flip side, heavier sleepers, they usually need something a bit firmer.
To avoid sinking too much.
Yeah, precisely. If it's too soft, they can sink way down. And like we said, that messes up spinal alignment. The mattress advisory info, it usually gives weight limits, often like 250, maybe 300 pounds per person.
Okay.
And they even mention specific ones for heavier people, like the NOLA Evolution and Comfort Plus or the Titan Plus. Build tougher, basically.
Okay, so step one, know your weight range. Be honest about it. What's next?
Well, tied right into weight is your main sleeping position, which for today is side sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And like we've been saying, the key is that cushioning, hips, shoulders. The mattress needs to let those wider parts sink in just enough.
Right.
That helps keep your spine as straight or neutral as possible. It's about targeted give, really.
So not just generally soft, but soft in the right places.
Mm-hmm.
Strategic contouring.
Exactly. And how a mattress does that, that really comes down to the materials inside.
Hmm.
Memory foam is a big one for side sleepers.
Why is that?
Because it contours really closely to your body shape. Excellent pressure relief. And it's great at stopping motion transfer. You know, if your partner moves around.
Oh, yeah. That's a big deal for couples.
Definitely. But the classic knock-on memory foam is heat retention. It can sleep warm for some people.
Ah, the dreaded night sweats. Not ideal.
Nope. Which is why so many newer memory foams have cooling tech built in. We'll get more into that. Then there are hybrid mattresses.
The mix?
Yeah, the mix. Coils, usually individually wrapped ones for support, and airflow plus layers of foam or latex on top for comfort. And actually, all the specific ones Mattress Advisory recommended that we're focusing on, they're all hybrids.
Interesting. So that combo seems to be a winner for side sleepers, at least according to them.
It seems that way, yeah. Offers a good blend.
What about like just latex or the old school innerspring ones?
Latex can work well too. It's more responsive, kind of bouncy, and it usually sleeps cooler than some memory foams. Good pressure relief and support often.
Okay.
Traditional innersprings, you know, the ones with connected coils, maybe a thinner top layer, they breathe really well because of all the air in the coils, but they often don't have that deep contouring side sleepers need for hips and shoulders. Unless they have really thick, well-designed comfort layers on top, they might create pressure points.
Gotcha. So materials are key for that balance. Now, thinking about support, beyond just firmness, what else should a side sleeper look for in terms of support specifically?
For side sleepers, good support really means keeping that spine aligned all night.
Right, straight line.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If your hips sink too deep or your shoulders don't sink enough, your spine ends up curved. Over time, that means strain, pain.
Yeah.
So features like zone support systems can be really helpful here.
Zone support, what's that?
It means the mattress is designed with different levels of support in different areas. Often it's firmer coils or denser foam in the middle third under your torso and hips to prevent sagging.
Ah, okay.
And then maybe a bit softer or more giving under the shoulders and legs. It's targeted. More support where you're heavier, more cushioning where you need to sink in.
That's pretty smart. Like the mattress adjusts to your body shape. Okay, let's talk firmness. This one always feels confusing. It's subjective, but are there general guidelines for side sleepers?
Yeah, there are. While, you know, personal preference is definitely a factor, the general sweet spot for most side sleepers is usually in the medium soft to medium firm range.
Okay, the middle ground.
Kind of. It usually gives enough cushioning for those pressure points, but still has enough underlying support to keep the spine aligned. But remember, your weight plays into this too.
Right, heavier needs firmer, lighter needs softer generally.
Absolutely. What's really useful though is that the mattress advisory info often gives specific firmness ratings, usually 1 to 10. 1 is super soft, 10 is rock hard.
Oh, that's much better than just medium.
Yeah, gives you a real benchmark. Like instead of soft, you might see a 4.5 out of 10. Much clearer.
Definitely helpful. Okay, last big factor, and it's top of mind for a lot of us, especially if you run hot. Breathability. Temperature regulation. How big a deal is this for side sleepers?
It's pretty significant, actually,
Yeah.
especially for side sleepers, because you tend to sink in more.
Yeah, more contact.
Right, more contact, more potential for heat to get trapped around you
Yeah.
and waking up hot and sweaty. That messes up your sleep just as much as aches and pains.
Totally.
So, yeah, the best mattresses for side sleepers often have features specifically for cooling. It can start right with the cover. Materials like Arctex, Tensol, Glaciotex, designed to feel cool when you touch them. Some even have quilted cotton tops for natural breathability.
So cooling starts right on the surface. What about inside?
Inside, yeah, lots of things. Gel-infused memory foam. The idea is the gel pulls heat away. Open-cell latex breathes better than some dense foams. And in hybrids, just the fact that you have coils means more air can move through the mattress core compared to a solid foam block.
Right, the coils create space.
Exactly. All these things work together to try and keep you cooler.
Okay, great foundation. Now let's get into the specific mattresses Mattress Advisory highlighted. These are their top picks for side sleepers, each with its own strengths. First up, the Nola Evolution 15. What's the deal with this one?
Okay, the Nola Evolution 15. They position this one as pretty luxurious, premium feel. Key thing for side flickers. It has this plush Euro topper, so instant comfort, pressure relief right on top. Then it uses what they call soothing foams.
Okay.
And importantly, it has that tri-zone support system in the coils.
The zone support we talked about.
Exactly. Firmer coils in the middle third under your torso, hips, stops you sinking too much there. But a bit more give under the shoulders and legs. That's that targeted support side sleepers really benefit from for spinal alignment.
Right.
Plus, they say it sleeps cool, has good edge support, you know, if you sit or sleep near the edge, and really low motion transfer. Good for couples. And you can even pick the firmness, plush, luxury firm, or firm.
Wow, options too. So it sounds like it ticks a lot of boxes. Comfort, targeted support, cooling. Who's it best for?
Based on this, it seems ideal for side sleepers who want that luxury feel, need strong zone support for alignment, and maybe sleep a bit warm. That zone support really seems key.
Any downsides?
Well, it is pricier. It's a premium model, and it's pretty substantial, 15 inches thick, so moving it might be tough. Also, while it has firmness options, if someone's significantly over, say, 300 pounds, NOLA has their Comfort Plus model that might be better suited.
Good points. Okay, next, Helix Midnight Lux. What makes this one stand out for side sleepers?
The Helix Midnight Lux, another premium hybrid. A big focus here is cooling. It has this Glaciotex cooling pillow top.
Sounds chilly.
Yeah, meant to feel cool. For side sleepers, it's got comfort layers for pressure relief, but also zoned lumbar support foam. So targeted support in the middle again, but using foam this time to keep your midsection from dipping.
Ah, different approach to zoning.
Right. The info says it's great for hot sleepers, feels comfy overall, strong back support, and really good pressure relief and motion isolation. You can even add an extra cooling cover if you sleep really hot.
Sounds like another solid choice, especially if heat is the main enemy. Any potential negatives mentioned?
They do say it might be a bit too soft for people who only sleep on their stomach. They usually need firmer. And again, like the NOLA, it's premium, so higher price tag. But for side and back sleepers wanting luxury support and especially cooling, it looks like a strong contender.
All right. Moving on to the Bear Elite Hybrid. The name Elite and Bear kind of suggests strength, maybe recovery. What's its story for side sleepers?
Yeah, the Bear Elite Hybrid, described as ultra luxurious. It boasts advanced cooling tech and a 5-zone support coil system.
5 zones, wow.
Yeah, even more targeted support across the body, really dialing into those different pressure points for side sleeping. They specifically mention it could be good for people with back pain.
Interesting.
It says it offers superior pressure relief and spinal alignment. It's also supposed to be responsive, adapts quickly if you move, and has low motion transfer. And it uses copper-infused memory foam. Copper is known for conductivity, so that's another cooling element.
So main focus seems to be serious support, pain relief, plus cooling. Who's the target audience here?
Seems like a really good fit for side sleepers who also deal with back pain. That 5-zone system plus the pressure relief looks engineered for that.
Okay.
One note, though, edge support might be weaker when you're just sitting on the edge compared to some others. And yes, it's also in that higher price range. Oh, and like NOLA, Bear suggests their Titan Plus model if you're over 300 pounds.
Got it. Weight limits again. Okay, now the Lisa Sapira Hybrid, although I think later on it was called the Lisa Legend Hybrid. Are these the same thing?
Good catch. Yeah, it's possible Lisa updated the name. Maybe Sapira became Legend, or the info pulls from slightly different times. But the core description seems consistent. Premium hybrid. Wrapped springs, premium foams, often mentions 3-zone support, sometimes a dual spring system, maybe inner and outer coils. Point is, it seems like the same fundamental mattress concept possibly evolved into the Legend. The key thing for us is its rep for helping side sleepers with hip pain.
Okay, that makes sense. So this Lisa model, Sapira or Legend, why is it good for hip pain specifically?
The info really highlights its cushioning. It usually has memory foam and transition foam layers designed to cradle the hips and shoulders, let them sink in comfortably.
Okay.
But underneath, the coil system provides that support to stop you sinking too far and keep the spine aligned. They often call the firmness medium plush, so soft on top, but supportive underneath. That dual spring system, if it's in the Legend, would likely boost both pressure relief and stability.
And who else might like this, Lisa?
Generally good for side and back sleepers, who like a slightly softer feel but still need solid support. But, like some others, maybe not firm enough for much heavier folks, and it's also a pricier option.
Right. Okay, last one on the list. The Puffy Lux mattress. Lux and puffy sounds super comfortable. How does it work for side sleepers?
The Puffy Lux, yeah. Positioned as ultra-luxury hybrid, really focusing on balancing support, body contouring, and a soft, cozy feel.
Mm-hmm.
Designed for superior pressure relief key for side sleepers.
Okay.
And has multiple cooling features. Interestingly, even though it's soft, they say it has responsive layers. Good if you move around a lot.
So trying to be soft and supportive, how does it do that?
Well, it uses their own foams, like cooling cloud foam and plush dual cloud foam on top for that soft pressure relieving feel.
Okay.
But underneath, it has contour adapt coils, meant to provide gentle but effective spinal support. Yeah. The goal is to cradle you, but still keep you aligned. Definitely aimed at people who prefer a softer mattress.
Any caveats?
Yeah. Probably not firm enough for dedicated stomach sleepers or maybe those over 250 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And the edge support might be a bit less robust than some others mentioned.
Okay, wow. That's a great rundown of specific options. But buying a mattress isn't just picking a model, right? What other crucial things does Mattress Advisory stress that you, the listener, should keep in mind?
Oh, definitely. They cover some really practical points that are make or break sometimes. A huge one is the trial period.
The sleep trial.
Exactly. They strongly suggest using the in-home sleep trial that most good online brands offer. lets you actually sleep on it in your own bed, usually for like 100 to 120 nights. See if it really works for you.
Yeah, makes total sense. Lying on it in a store for 5 minutes tells you almost nothing.
Exactly. Another big one, the warranty. A lot of these higher-end ones we discussed, they come with lifetime warranties.
Lifetime, wow.
Yeah, it's a pretty strong signal from the company about the product's durability. Gives you peace of mind.
For sure. What else?
Well, just the practical stuff of buying online. Free shipping, free returns are pretty common. Though they did note NOLA has a small return processing fee. Always check the details.
Good tip.
And financing. Options like ShopPay, PayPal, Affirm. They're usually available if you want to spread out the cost.
So understand the terms of sale, basically. The risk involved, anything else on their checklist.
Yeah. They also mention looking at brand reputation and checking for quality certifications.
Like what?
Well, customer reviews are always helpful. See what other side sleepers experienced. And certifications like CertiPure US or Okotech S. They mean the foams and fabrics have been tested.
Tested for harmful stuff.
Harmful substances, yeah. And meet certain standards for content, emissions, durability. It just adds another layer of confidence that you're buying a quality product.
So do a little homework on the brand. Look for those seals of approval.
Absolutely. It's all part of making a smart choice, investing in something that's really going to support your sleep and health as a side sleeper for hopefully many years.
Well, this has been super insightful, really diving deep into mattresses for side sleepers. Thanks to all that info from Mattress Advisory. It really hammers home how important the right mattress is for, well, good sleep and just feeling good, especially if you sleep on your side.
It really is. The key takeaway is just remembering those core factors we covered, you know, your weight, your position, the materials, that balance of support and firmness, and yeah, even cooling. Keep those in mind when you're looking.
And having these specific recommendations like, okay, this one's great for cooling, this one for back pain, this one for hip pain, this one if you just like it soft, that's incredibly helpful.
Exactly. Each of those we talked about, NOLA Evolution, Helix Midnight Lux, Bear Elite Hybrid, the Lisa, the Puffy Lux, they all offer something slightly different, tailored to those specific needs side sleepers often have.
So to you listening, we really hope this deep dive gives you the confidence, the knowledge, to finally find that mattress that leads to, you know, truly restful, pain-free nights.
Absolutely. And maybe, just maybe, with all the innovation happening, the question isn't just finding a comfy mattress anymore. Maybe it's about finding that perfectly engineered sleep surface, the one that gets every little detail right for how you sleep. What little thing, maybe something you haven't even thought about, could be the key to unlocking truly amazing sleep. Something to think about.